WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I would love, love, love to show you the entire Pappas Crab Cake here on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, but about a third of it's gone, and I've got asparagus here. I'm going to be into that. I got friends joining us. Part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery is bringing people together, not just sponsors like Leonard Raskin and new friends like Justin out here at Pappas, and Mike Porter stopped by to talk about baseball, but business networking. Jim Reese has been my friend for going on 20 years now at Offutt Kerman. His lovely niece was my one-time intern back at the turn of the century at WNST. The great Emily, who I hope is still out there. What is she doing? What's Emily doing?
She's working for an agent right now and just following all the college guys and getting them into the pros and trying to sign them up.
She's a sports person, right?
Absolutely.
I'm going to fix your 100%. Mic here a little bit, Jim. Now, you're with Offutt Kerman. That's a law firm. I thought you were a lawyer the whole time. You're not even a lawyer.
Well, I play one on TV.
All right. You're a professional networker. I'm going to get to the Guy Fieri here. John Kelly's here from Kelly. I want to say Kelly and Associates. Kelly Benefit Strategies, right? Am I getting that right?
That's it. Yes,
I don't want Frank mad at me, so make sure
Kelly
we do this
Benefits,
right.
Kelly Benefit Strategies.
Now, so the plague was strange, Jim, right? So I didn't get out much. I was home. Mask off and I'm zooming. The first thing that I did publicly was Leonard Raskin along with Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. And they put on a beautiful golf tournament. Greystone, right? Not Greystone. Hayfields. I don't know one from the other. I'm not a golfer. The one on Shawan Road right at 83,
that's
right?
It.
So I go over there that day and he says, come on out and golf. And I'm like, I don't golf. You know, I'm not a golfer. Had our masks on. I said, well, I'll ride in a beer truck. So I went out there to ride in a beer truck that day. And John and I start talking to each other. We both got masks on. And we're just, like, talking. And he's, like, pulls the mask. He's like, John, Kelly Benefits. And I'm like, it's Nestor Aparicio. He didn't recognize the hair. So I got to let the hair down
the
a little bit.
The ponytail, the whole deal.
You know, you and I have been at this a long time. I mean, we had luncheons together and all that stuff. It's good to see you without a mask on. You know, how are you?
Great. Fantastic.
You hit me that day, and you said you're doing this race.
Yeah.
And you said maybe the things would get in the way. We punted a little bit on this, but I wanted to get you out to talk about the race. The reason I brought both of you out here is you love Baltimore. This is as pro Baltimore thing as I can imagine, right? This is the marathon for bikes, kind of, sort of, right?
Sort of, yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's the Maryland Cycling Classic, and it's a UCI bike race. It'll be the biggest bike race in America in 2022. And it's going to start
Tour de France in Baltimore, kind of, sort of.
Yes, it's a one-day race. It'll be about 120 miles. It'll start at Kelly Benefits headquarters in Sparks, go north through Pretty Boy and on the beautiful roads of Baltimore County, come down into the city for circuits, four or five circuits, finish on Pratt Street, and so fans can be there. Be the top teams in the world, the top professional cyclists in the world will convene in Baltimore for what we hope will be something that people will enjoy. And be motivated to get on their bikes and live healthier and enjoy.
Can anybody get in this, or is this for professionals?
No.
Is it pro-am? What's going on here?
This is the highest level of professional cycling. These guys are the best in the world. Making a living doing
this.
And there will be a charity ride. The race will be Sunday, September 4th. Saturday, September 3rd, there'll be a charity ride starting at our headquarters.
That is Labor Day weekend, right?
Labor Day weekend. And there'll be a charity ride to benefit the United Healthcare Children's Foundation. And there'll be a 32-mile ride and a 62-mile ride. And so anybody can get into that. I'll be doing that. A number of us will be doing that and raising money for the United Healthcare Children's Foundation. They're our presenting sponsor, United Healthcare. And there'll be a lot of things around it. Bike safety, riders will be going into the schools, educating kids, and helmet safety, and that'll take place during the week. And it'll be a weekend, we believe, filled with festivities around cycling.
You a cycler?
I ride, yeah. I love to ride.
Competitively, or for fun, or for health, or where? I don't know enough about competitive cycling other than Greg LeMond and everybody cheat. That's all I remember.
When I graduated from college, I was doing some triathlons to stay in shape for lacrosse, but I actually started racing bikes. I raced bikes competitively for about 7 or 8 years and loved it. It's so thrilling, and it's fast, and it's hard, and it's competitive.
It probably offers an incredible variety if you're not doing it in a circle, like in Europe, right? Like,
well,
we're
the ones who do it in a circle.
All right, but when you do it out on the road, you see things.
Oh, yeah. Training and riding just riding your bike is beautiful. Like, the roads in Baltimore County are unbelievable. We sponsor a pro cycling team, started in 06. It's one of the top teams in the world today, called Rally Pro Cycling. And the riders that come here to train, they say these are the most beautiful roads that they have in the country.
Well, in September, it's going to really be bad. I did the Crab Cake Tour, and Jim Reese is here, John Kelly here. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, but I did the August Crab Cake Tour without realizing just how beautiful the state was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just unbelievable. And maybe it's being 53. And look, I said this to the mayor of Ocean City, the mayor of Salisbury. When I went to Ocean City when I was 9, I was in the back seat yelling, "Let's get there." When I was 13, I discovered girls. Let's get there. When I was 18, it was all about girls until I was 30. And now I have a wife, and it's just, let's just get there. You know, like, you don't stop and get off the roads. And I would say this to you guys. Did you guys do the BMW? You were at the golf tournament?
Yeah.
I drove over off of Shawan down Dover and around the backside. And that was last week, August, right around the time you're talking about. The roads in Maryland in August, because of the lushness of...
Gorgeous.
It's just so beautiful. And I love fall, and I love the reds and the golds and all of that. But this state is so beautiful, and I think taking advantage of the beauty of that. So is it going to go past the Offa-Kerman offices, or is it not? It's downtown, right? You're going through downtown or not?
Yeah. I'll have to check that.
Where's your office?
300 East Lombard.
Yeah.
It's not going to be on Lombard, because it's
Pratt.
Coming down and finishing on Pratt.
Yeah.
But we'll have the beer trucks by
there
your
you
office
go.
And all that.
I'll meet you there.
Jim Reese is the number one networker in the state of Maryland, right? So how many people do you know? More than if you and I, if we ran for president and vice president of all things Maryland, we would pretty much know everybody, right? You send an email out, and I say, you have more friends than me, and that's saying something.
That would be saying something.
You're working hard.
I'm working hard. That's one of my mottos. People say, you know, what do you attribute to your success? And one of my answers is, one of several is, I'll outwork anybody.
There you go.
Yeah, look, Bordick was here earlier. We were talking about running the first base, Machado running out ground balls, perseverance. But just, and I said this to him, Rex Ryan would say to me, and Rex and Mike Pettin were like special people in my life. After Marvin left, we would go watch tape together. And Rex would always say, I heard him say it hard, we don't coach effort around here.
That's right.
We don't coach effort. I'll coach you football, but I won't coach you effort. Effort's got to come with the party.
Agree.
You know? For you with networking and what you do, tell me about Offa-Kerman, because I don't know what to say, because you do so much law and different stuff, and I guess it's coming to me through in all sorts of different ways what Offa-Kerman does.
Yeah, well, thanks, Nestor. So Offa-Kerman is a full-service law firm, and that's an overused phrase, but that just means that we've got about 40 different practice areas of law. Our clients are small to mid-sized owner-managed businesses. That's where we do our best work. Multi-generational oftentimes, but sometimes they're just entrepreneurs starting out.
And local people,
And local people, thank you. And so a lot of our business comes from local people who are buying our estate planning and wills or family law practices. So the difference in Offa-Kerman is we're very entrepreneurial and we're very business-like. So the adjectives that I use to describe Offa-Kerman are very different than most other law firms. Entrepreneurial.
I've been with lawyers who don't understand business.
Yeah, understand business.
No doubt.
I mean, I would put our company and the way we run our business and our org chart up against any commercial business our size. We've got tons of non-attorney managers sprinkled throughout our management structure, and that's really a great deal of where our success comes from.
Now, how did you get on the Guy Fieri show? I got to ask you that. He's got the Guy Fieri hair.
Well,
I've been giving him a hard time all week on the air. I even cut a commercial saying that he stopped by from his cameo.
I thought that was part of the hat. You know?
Listen, John, I got one for you. It'll work for you, too.
So I know Rod from R&R Taqueria, and he told me, I live two blocks away from the new one downtown, and he told me Guy Fieri's going to be in here on this particular day. And I said, well, I'll stop by. And I didn't want to be a part of the whole... It's a five-hour process to spend... Literally, you were there all day,
exactly.
Right? I stopped in and out, and I actually ate with him and Victoria Collins, my friend Mike Collins. So we were all there. And now it came on like 10 days ago. It was on that week and a half ago.
Somebody sent me a text. They took a freeze frame of their TV and sent me the text, and like, man, I didn't know you were on, and it was just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, my wife and I saw it.
Yeah, I finally did some research. I think I found the season and the episode, and I think I can find it on demand finally and watch it.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen it. No, never seen it.
I was giving him a hard time.
And I watched the show, too. I've seen still shots. That's all I've seen.
Well, shout out to Rod and everybody at R&R. And if, Rod, if you have a crab cake, I will come eat it. I promise you that.
And I'll come with you.
So yeah, I love this because you guys are giving me cards because I know your titles. In the old days, I used to broadcast with glass, and my producer's job would be Jim Rees, Offutt Kerman, Director of Business Development. So he'd have to have a title. And say John Kelly, President, Kelly Benefit Strategies. Well, you got more brothers, man. I mean, there's more.
He's got a bigger family than I do, that's for sure.
But you don't know each other.
No, we don't.
No.
But
how is that possible that Kelly's
Well, you
know
probably
Reese?
Know Frank or David or Brian. The best thing about working with your brothers is you don't have to know everybody. You each know enough.
Frank, you'll take care of that. We'll let Frank. You put Frank.
Frank
on.
Likes that. You know, be out and about. You know, and
you,
I like.
You
working.
Are, yeah. You're like. You didn't even want to come and like totally get in front of this racing thing. I wanted to ask you, how does it happen? I remember when the IRL people, you know, were putting their pitch in and shutting down roads, involving the police, involving the county, involving the city, like all the things that need to be done. I thought the golf tournament was a great example of something for Baltimore when I went out there as to what a big event looks like, and I saw the infrastructure of stands on the golf course. It looked like they'd been at Caves since 1980.
It's hard to believe the effort that must have been behind
and
this.
When you do this and shut down roads, whether it's the marathon, and my Corrigan friends do that, and this is first time, right? So you're like, where's the dream and the genesis of doing this?
Well, there is history of cycling in Maryland and in Baltimore, but when I went to BMW, I thought it was amazing. I said, how easy they got it. The course is there. You just shut it down. You put the stuff up. We're talking about the stadium is the roads.
Right.
And so you need police and you need cooperation from the city and the county and the state, which we have.
And some enthusiasm from the public, which is what we're trying to stir up.
Which is what
right
we're
now.
Trying to stir
right.
up. We want to, you know, my motivation behind it is, I mean, I love the sport of cycling and I think it's a great sport. But really, it's my love for the city of Baltimore and for the place I grew
See,
up.
See, I told
and we
you.
All grew
I
up.
Told you we all love Baltimore. These guys are like, why are we going on together? I'm like, because you love Baltimore is why.
And we're lifers.
And That's you don't right. know each other and you need right. to.
And, you know, cycling's one of the largest sports in the world. I think it's the second largest sport next to soccer.
Well,
fans,
we've all done it.
Right?
Yeah.
And we've all ridden our bikes.
Right.
And it's going to bring an international audience through TV and online and you know, watching this bike race. So I think it'll feature our city and our county in ways that it's never been seen before. When you watch a bike race, you got a helicopter over it. You
got
a peloton.
They got drones now that could do all
right,
this, right?
120 riders in it. You got a caravan of cars and team people serving the riders behind. It's a huge parade, and it's moving at 30 miles an hour. And, you know, it's, I think, going to bring... you know, I had somebody here in Baltimore, my mother-in-law hadn't been here for a long time this weekend, and my wife took her downtown, and she's like, Baltimore's beautiful.
It
I
is.
Said, it is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And, you know, the press we get or have gotten isn't as good as it should be. And I
Don't
think,
blame me. I'm Baltimore positive. Right. It says so right here on the screen.
That's exactly right. But outside of Baltimore, people have a perception that might be different. And I think we believe like this race can help promote what's beautiful and good about Baltimore and just Baltimore Pop.
Well, it's going to be beautiful. I mean, at that time of year, you're running drones down, you know, Dover Road, you know, in that kind of area and environment, and then down into the city as well. So I've been trying to get you out. I've been trying to Zoom you.
And I want to come back out when it, you know, as we get closer,
look,
man. And next time I'm coming hungry.
I got one third of a Pappas crab cake left here for you.
I might have to grab one of those.
Jim, I had invited Jim out to Nick's a couple weeks ago down at the Grandstand Grill, and we miscommunicated, and I totally screwed up. So I appreciate you making good on the rain delay, you know, after serving you bad pitch. Crab cakes, Maryland, bringing people together. I mean, you go to networking. I bet you've had a thousand. Like Ed Dalaha, my buddy, and Eddie Mullen. These guys eat crab cakes because they're networkers.
Yep.
You've been all over the state,
all
right?
All over. Yeah, all over.
Where's your crab cake places? Come on now. Give me some places to go. Well, Pappas, obviously, we're here, but you got some places.
Pappas is, this is one of my favorites for sure. Bring the family here. And I like sitting in the bar area.
I lost to Coco's crab cake last night to Mayor Scott. I'm Dundalk. He's Mervo. Johnny O has to wear Mervo
that, by the
gear.
Way,
I ain't wearing no Mervo gear.
Johnny O's been great with the bike race, by the way. The county's
of course he
been
has.
Huge. Fantastic.
You were rooting for Dundalk big time when they had the lead. Right.
We were up 13-0.
13-0. You figured this, I got it in the bag, right?
Devastating. I was ish-talking the mayor. I was tweeting at him, and he got me back this morning.
And the mayor.
I was over it. I pulled up here this morning. I hadn't had pumpkin pie yet. And Simon's Bakery, oh, my God, and the peach cake, incredible. So I went over and had a little pumpkin pie, and I'm in my car. This is before Turgeon got fired. Been an eventful Friday out here.
Very much so.
At Pappas. But, you know, I'm going through, and, you know, I'm seeing all sorts of stuff here. But, you know, I love this area. I'm in this parking lot a lot. I've been wanting to come out here. Leonard Raskin has been dragging me out here, and Justin put some crab cakes together. But I appreciate you making the effort because, you know, I had you out a couple weeks ago. We moved some things around. My back screwed out. But
we have that. We share that in common, the back thing.
You've had needles.
Yeah.
You've been writing me about it.
I have been.
You told me I would feel better. You ever had needles, spinal needles?
No.
You do not want these.
No, I don't.
Because he's riding bikes.
Yeah.
He's balanced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you get imbalanced. But. Yeah.
What's the worst injury you ever had?
Knees. You know.
I had knee surgery in 06, man. That was... This
cartilage.
Back thing's a different thing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The knee, you could sit in a chair and get wheeled around by your wife through the harbor and feel good about it. This thing here, no bueno.
The back's bad.
Back thing's a killer. Well, and you don't want surgery either.
I'm treating the PT, like you told me, like a life sentence.
Yep.
I'm treating it as importantly as I'm treating this crab cake right now. So I've been doing all the exercise. What's wrong with standing up?
Yep.
You saw me at Knicks a couple weeks ago. I couldn't even stand. When we started at Knicks, I got back on the grill. But I was hurting.
You were horizontal for a while.
Yeah. And when they brought me in here, this beautiful fireplace over here and the Christmas tree, they're like, they thought I was like Jim Nance in Augusta. You know, like I needed Butler Cabin. And I'm like, listen, I had needles in my back. Sitting is bad for me. I want to stand. But this has been a beautiful day. I appreciate you coming out. Anything you want to say about Offer Kerman or finding you or whatever? I mean, plug away, man.
Yeah, look.
I only had you because you have funny hair.
Right. This hair was the greatest example of accidental branding that you could ever dream about. So when Zooming started in early April of 2020, my first Zoom call I was on, my first event, I grabbed a hat out of a box next to my desk, and this was the hat. So now I'm the guy with a hat, and everybody's talking about it, and it's been awesome. Awesome. So let me tell you about what I can tell you about Offer Kerman is I'm the luckiest guy in the world because the firm is a great firm. We're growing. We're growing all the time. We're entrepreneurial. We're businesslike. We're innovative. It's great to work with any company like that, right, John?
Yep.
Any company like that, it's great. And I have the best role at the company. So people look at me and they're like, I want to be Jim Reese because he's having fun. Whatever he's doing, that's what I want to be.
I just love your networking emails that I get every morning. Jim Reese here from Offer Kerman. John Kelly from Kelly. I want to say Kelly and Associates.
Kelly Benefits is fine.
I just said Kelly and Associates for so many years.
I know.
I was trained.
We rebranded.
Frankie trained me, man.
I did
it the right way. Everything going okay. How are you guys doing? Give me a little update post-pandemic. I mean, what a mess last year was for everybody. Right?
I mean, COVID was a challenge for all of us. We got through it. We were fortunate technologically. We were able to get our people home in 24 hours, working virtually and secure. But, you know, our success is based on the success of our clients. And so as people felt it, we felt it. And I think it's come out. But it's changed the whole game. You know, a lot of Zoom calls and things like that. It's hard to get a hold of people. You know, it's not the one-on-one dinners and things that you used to do. But hopefully we'll get back to that. But business has been good. We're thankful.
It was really weird. Last week, I was up at Conrad's Seafood. I had Bill Cole. You know Bill Cole.
Yeah, Billy.
Bill
awesome.
Cole.
Yeah.
Cole Roofing. Bill comes in and sits down, and we're just like this close, and Eric Sauer from There Goes My Hero, who you know is a blood brother of mine, and I realized I hadn't been in a room with Eric in 2 years. I've been in a room with Bill one time at Accelerant back in August.
With 300 other people.
Yeah, and I said hello to him with a mask on, and I saw you with the mask at the golf thing.
Yep.
But I said to Bill, because Bill does Zoom with me, Leonard and I Zoom once a week as partners and sponsors. I've been in a room with Leonard once or twice during the plague, but I said to Bill, I feel like I see you all the time, and like I haven't like touched you or been in a room with you in forever. Zoom has been a gift and a curse to some degree, but it's also allowed me to see. It's changed my format for what I do. So every guest I have, you know, your brother would come on a show, he would call. Well, you know, the old days, you come on a show, Leonard would come on a show, he'd call. Now I physically see you. There is a part of that it's not 3D, but it's warm. It's an ambient, warm touch. Kind of like social media can be where you know that I was at the Dundalk game last night and I didn't talk to you.
Yeah.
You just know because you follow me on social media,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
So I think Zoom's been that way. But when we do get together and we sit down and have a crab cake, it's warmer than it's ever been with every person that I really like.
Yeah.
Like Mike Bordick and I getting together. Like, I haven't seen Mike in 7 or 8 years. It's way cooler. It's like seeing a long-lost relative every time you run into a friend that you like. Because you haven't seen him. And I think that that makes us appreciate this more.
We need it. We need interaction like that.
Well, when I put the Crab Cake Tour together, and all due respect to the Lottery and the Mask, I started dreaming this up in March and April. I told Leonard I'm going to do this in August. I said, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to do it without a mask. I was with the mayor 2 weeks ago in the city, and we were wearing masks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, probably should be. New York was on fire with COVID again, right? So there's – and I haven't had my third shot yet. I got to go get that. But there is this thing where we appreciate this. I haven't seen your brother in person in 2 years. I've seen you twice.
He's out there. I'll tell him that.
We just haven't been in the same room. Well, I saw him every year in Martin's West because he had Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Right.
So that was a time I could always count on seeing him, your family, and getting together. And I think some of those things have been taken away, which is all the more reason we should make time for a ball game or a crab cake, right?
Absolutely. 100%.
Make time for friends in the holidays, too. Yes. Happy holidays to you.
Thanks, Nestor.
Thanks
all your brothers.
Us.
I'm not going to name them all. Brian. Frank, David, I don't want to miss any of them.
Big Frank, Janet, don't forget them.
How's your dad?
He's great. Mom and dad are great.
You
healthy.
Know, your dad and I, 15 years ago, still in town, whatever, I invited him out for lunch or breakfast. We went out to the Bob Evans, and we're sitting there getting to know each other, and then we got together again, about the third or fourth time, he's like, you going to do business with me, or are we just going to eat? I'm like, no, I just kind of like, he was the first.
That's great.
He was the first old guy. And to tell him.
Right.
He was a 70-year-old man operating iPhones in 2008.
Oh, yeah.
He was the most teched up.
Oh, yeah.
At a time where everybody over 50.
He loves it.
Everybody over 50 was like, I don't want to touch that.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, I'm 35. You're 50. At some point, I'm going to be 53 and you're going to be 68, Ed Hale. And you better learn to touch your phone, you know, my friend. So
you text him right now. He'll be back to you in 30 seconds.
He was the coolest, other than JR, who's my engineer, is also cool and old. Two of the coolest, oldest guys I knew who adopted technology first, when kids were adopting it. And I bet it's made your father's relationship with his grandchildren so much more strong.
We have a huge family text. All the kids text them. Yeah.
I see all of these houses, lacrosse sticks and all that stuff.
No flip phone, right?
No flip phone.
He's got the iPhone.
No, Frank's...
I'm always the first to get the stuff, and then BF's right behind me or with me, whatever's new.
That's awesome.
Well, we got to teach Frank. Frank still has briefcases and binders with notes in it.
We'll get him up to you. Yeah. Note cards?
He's got everything.
I love
he's
when
got,
they,
he's,
I love
he's
when
got
the
notes
brothers
on, every,
come on
everything.
And roll each
he
other
does.
Under the bus. That's kind of what you I know. Do. Give him my love. Tell him happy holidays, all right? Jimmy, appreciate
thanks for
you.
Having me, man.
Jim Rees, Alfred Kerman, John Kelly from Kelly
Benefits.
Benefit Strategies. It says so on the card. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. You know, I'm like Oprah here. Scratch off for you, Leonard Raskin. Scratch off. You 18?
Yeah, just barely.
I can't see your hairline. I'm a little scratch off. If
awesome.
You win season tickets for life, remember your friend Nestor from
you
one of the games.
It.
All right. I am Nestor. We are the we're crazy, and we are the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented by the Maryland Lottery. We're at Pappas. My big thanks to Justin Wendell and everyone out here for making it awesome. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.
Right on.